Today's daf is Chul and daf Lamed Zayin. Let's start with Lamed Vav Amid Beis. We're four lines from the bottom on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Ella Misefa. So the Gemara was just talking about the principle of Chibas HaKodesh Da'araisa. How do you know that Chibas HaKodesh, the principle of the special love and esteem that Klal Yisrael holds Kachem in, so that is a concept d'oraisa which allows us to break certain rules in Hilchas Kachem. So make certain items that are not considered ochel, have a shame ochel for Tumas Ochlin, and for something that usually needs to become wet from one of the seven liquids, Yad Shachadam, one is allowed to consider it Hokshel L'Kabal Tuma, even if it didn't become wet. So those are two types of Chibas HaKodesh that are discussed. So how do you know it's d'oraisa? Minolan. So we quoted one idea yesterday. If you want to say it's from the Pasuk Vabas or Sheyiga Bechol Tameh, so we ended up saying there's no riot from there. Why? Because that might be talking about a case where actual moisture got on the animal. And we quoted Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who quoted Para Shel Zivchei Shlamim that went through the river. We had the beautiful Ksos and Siman Tes Vav Os Aleph. Why Dafka Shlamim? Why does it talk about water after it's cut up? Why Dafka those two? Saharaya, that even in a case of Kachim, one can have something that's considered Lurutzon Bailim. It must be Kachi Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Gluli. And that's why it's Dafka Shlamim, and that's why it's Dafka before the animal is dead, because the Gemara says elsewhere that if the animal was already shechted, so then Mishulchan Gavoa Kazacho, it is for sure not considered Shal Bailim. But that was all yesterday. We rejected that approach. So we have another one. So Ella Mi Seifa. So we'll try again. Maybe we learn it out from the next part. Vahabasar l'rabos etzav l'avona. The word vahabasar comes to include vahabasar is extra. It says, Rashi says in the second wide line, vahai habasar yiserahu, because the pasuk already says that we're talking about basar. So what does vahabasar include? L'rabos etzav l'avona. It's to include wood, the wood used for the base of Mikdash, and the l'avona, the frankincense. Both of those are not edible, and therefore, those though could be subject to be makabel tumas ochlin. So says the Gemara. Eitz of lavoda b'nei achila ninu. Those aren't edible. So how do you say they're makabel tumas ochlin? So ella chibas hakodesh machshir luhu mishavi luhu ochel. So that's the source. The source. L'rabos eitz of lavoda is the source for chibas hakodesh being machshir to give something a shame ochel. Wood is not usually food, but it gets tumas ochlin in kachim, and then can make somebody chayiv if somebody eats it. So here too, in general, we say the principle of chibas hakodesh. My, so the Gemara says that's Reish Lakish's suffix that we had yesterday, assuming that chibas hakodesh is daraisa. So how far does it go? Ki mahanya chibas hakodesh lipsula degufa. Aval amimna be rishon v'sheni lo. Do we say it's nifsal, it creates a psul haguf, but it cannot transfer all the different levels of tuma? Odilma lo shna. Or do we say no, it is considered real tuma and it can transfer teku? So no answer given to those shilas. Okay, to that child of Reish Lakish. 2 points. Number one, that is, on the bottom of the previous Amud, Tosfos asks, Eitzim Lavona, Tosfos Vim Tomar, we said Eitzim Lavona are not B'nai Achila, and therefore it must be based on Chibas HaKodesh. Why don't we say, Umashki Beis HaMitbachayim Amaydachan? Once you say Chibas HaKodesh, to make items that are not Ra'ui into Ra'ui, so why don't we say the principle that we said earlier yesterday, that is the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash, Amaydacha, why do we consider them tar? Kagon, dam, umayim, liskashi, bechibas hakodesh, lios ochel, kweisim lavona. Why don't we say the liquids, the blood and other, the water in the Beis HaMikdash, why do we say that they're tar? We should say chibas hakodesh is machshir them in order to make them tam, in order to give them the power to be machshir. So why don't we include that? If we included eitzim and lavona, why don't we include dam, umayim? Answers Tosfos, the yesh lomar, important principle, the chibas hakodesh mahani meva habasar l'shvuyei ochel midi de dami lo ochel. Chibas hakodesh may give something a shame ochel, something that is similar to ochel, that has the properties of ochel. Kigon eitzav alavona. What does that mean? Sheyehu davar av v'kashe kein ochel. It's a solid. Chibas HaKodesh works for solids, says Tosfos, to give solids a shame ochel, because that's included it's learned out from the word vahabasar, and vahabasar is a solid. So included in that is esav alavona, which are solids. Aval l'shavuye mashke ochel me vahabasar lo mahan yechibas hakodesh. But to make a liquid into something that has the status of ochel, so that we say chibas hakodesh does not work. Tosfos says chibas hakodesh has a chilik between solids and liquids. Solids could get a shem ochel, but liquids cannot get a shem ochel. Now, there are many other areas of halacha that have the chilek between solids and liquids, but this goes on the list. Chibas HaKodesh is one of them. Right, obviously in Hilchah Shabbos, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. So Maker Adin, we paskin Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Bilach, where the Rambam says, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, period. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't go that far, but there are different shittas in the poskim. But we, the generally Ashkenaza custom, is to hold Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Bilach. I'm sorry, bi yavish, but there is bishul achar bishul balach. By solids, there's no bishul achar bishul. So I could take a piece of chicken that was warmed up already before Shabbos, that was fully cooked, and put it on a fire on Shabbos, forgetting all the derabanans of shehiya hachzara, forgetting all the derabanans. If I take a piece of chicken and put it directly onto a fire on Shabbos, there is no iser daraisa. This is an iser derabana for sure. There's no iser daraisa. Why? Because ain't bishul achar bishul when it comes to solids. What about liquids? So then we're machmir. The Rama quotes that we're machmir for bishul achar bishul if it is nitztanein lagamri. If it's cooled off, taking soup out of a fridge and putting it onto a fire on Shabbos, that's bishul achar bishul. We're machmir when it's nitztanein lagamri. Again, the Rambam says there's no problem at all. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is more machmir than the Rambam. But that is an issue, again, which has a chilek between solids and liquids. Also in Hilchos Shabbos, irui is also a difference sometimes between solids and liquids. Pouring onto something, irui kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon, irui kli sheni. So also there, we discussed in some of our Hilchos Shabbos shiurim that there's a difference between pouring it onto solids and liquids. In that, solids, if I pour, we paskin, irui kli rishon, Tosfos discusses this in Shabbos and also here, which we'll get to later on. Irui is mevashel kadei klipa. It cooks the outer layer of an item. So therefore, you're not allowed to do irui kli rishon because you're not allowed to cook the outer layer. That's the issue of tea bags. If you hold that tea is kali bishel, which most posts can do, so pouring directly from the hot water urn onto a tea bag is irui kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon directly onto something, and we paskin, like the middle shita in the rishonim, mevashel kidei klipa. It cooks the outer layer. But the rishonim in Masechta Shabbos say, Tosfos and the Ran discuss this, and that is that only applies if you pour onto a solid. If you pour onto a liquid, there is no irui even by kli rishon. There's no problem. Why? Because the liquid, that is the iru that is poured on, it's diffused throughout the liquid that is poured into. It doesn't hit a surface like a solid. Right? It goes throughout the mixture, and therefore it wouldn't be as much of a problem as a solid. So again, solids and liquids have many differences in various areas of halacha. Put this on the list, Chibas HaKodesh. Okay, so the Gemara asked the Shaila, Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa, what about in terms of transferring the different levels of Tumah, so we ended up saying Teku. Lomaskana, what do we hold? So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, the Achronim are bothered by the Rambam's Psak. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam Paskins, Bamed Varamamurim, the Rambam is talking about the case of the Paras Kachim that you put through the river and has Mashko Tofech, and it is Mukshar if you took it through the water. And then he says, he talks about if you find certain items in the animal. But then the Rambam says, Bamed Varamamurim Lihios Habasar Tame Bedin Torah. On a Daraisa level, you need the para to have walked through the river. Aval Lihis Tame Midivrehem, but to become Tame on a Darabanan level, Ein HaKodesh Tzarech Hechsher, Ela Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres HaBasar. Says the Rambam, on a Derabana level, you don't need liquid. Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir. V'imnoga bo tuma ben kala ben chabura nifsal ava mishlo hukshar b'mashke. Even though liquid didn't touch it, it's not a problem. Chibas HaKodesh, says the Rambam clearly, Chibas HaKodesh is a principle, mi Derabanan. Ask the Ravid, v'alo b'vesechas chulun lamad vava mebeiz. Our Gemara, Lamdu l'chibas hakodesh shemachshata min haTorah, Elishu savig imoni b'orisha v'shedi olo. That's what I'm talking about. Our Gemara says mefurish that everybody agrees chibas hakodesh is daraisa. The question is, how far does it go? Is it like regular tuma to cause the different levels of tuma? But what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says it's all derabanan. It's all derabanan. It's a big problem that the Ravid has. The Rambam and the Achronim are bothered, and not only that, the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself seems to say elsewhere, seems to assume that Chibas HaKodesh is Daraisa. If you look in the Rambam in Nilchas Psuli HaMukdashin, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Asur L'Tamei HaSakachim, Olisabev lahem tuma. It's usher to make kadshim tame, right, to be betame kadshim, or to cause them. She posel osan. Vahametame is a kadshim in aloke. But if you're metame them, there's no malchus because it's a lav sheim omaisa, being metame. Even if you did a maisa. Aval adam tar shachal, because I asked me kadshim, you did to aloke. But if an adam tar eats from a karba that became tame, so he gets malchus. That's an isidaraisa. Shenemar v'abasar she yigah b'chol tame lo yeachel. If a basar that becomes tame, you can't eat it. V'hu adin l'shar karbanos. And here's the line. Other karbanos, if you eat from a karba that became tame, you get malchus. Says what's the Rambam's example? Shem achal kizayis mi levonas hamincha. Shenitmeis achar sheniskashe b'kli. If somebody eats from a kizayis of the levona of a mincha that became tame, so they get malchus. So the Rambam says it. Lavona is not edible. Lavona is based on the principle of Chibas HaKodesh. We said that at the beginning of today's shiur. Second, the Rambam say that Lavona is only has a Shem Ochel based on Chibas HaKodesh. Are you going to get Malkus for this? I thought the Rambam says in Ilchos Tumas Ochlin that Chibas HaKodesh is only Dirabanan. So the two answers given. First, the Tiferes Yaakov. I saw in the Birei Adaf, they quote, the Tiferes Yaakov says, if you the Rambam close slowly, the Rambam is very meduyak. It doesn't say that you ate a kizayis of the lavona that became tameh. You ate a kizayis of the lavona of a mincha that became tameh. Shem achal kizayis mi lavonas hamincha shenitmes. Shenitmes could be going on the mincha, not on the lavona, says the Tiferes Yaakov. Shem mincha nitma av achal kizayis mi lavona shal mincha loke. But lavona shenitma vadein loke. So says the Tiferes Yaakov, no, we're talking about a case of a mincha. We're not using Chibas HaKodesh. The whole mincha became tameh. So the whole principle of giving Hekshel Kabbal tameh, once a mincha becomes tameh, then if you eat any part of the mincha, you can get malchus. The only Chibas HaKodesh is saying that the lavona itself could become tameh, giving it a shame ochel in order for the lavona itself to become tameh. But we're talking about the mincha becoming tameh. Answer number one. That's given for the Rambam. The other answer is something that we've discussed in the past, and that is, we discussed it actually just 3 days ago. I mentioned it outside. I did not read it inside. We mentioned it on Daf Lamed Gimel. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch and of the Chazon Ish. The Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Hei Os Vav. Kuf Mem Hei Os Vav. The Minchas Chinuch discusses these two types that we mentioned before, two types of Chibas HaKodesh. Two types of Chibas HaKodesh. V'hine yeshnei inyanim b'chibas HaKodesh, says the Minchas Chinuch. Echad, av de'eno ochel klal, kagon eitzim b'lavona, de'eno makabal tumah, even if something is not ochel at all, b'chol makom, kiven de'eno ochel umashke, mikol makom, gabi kodesh, mar behapazikan v'habasar, de makabal tumah. Something is not usually roi l'achila, does not have a shame ochel, so it gets a shame ochel. That's number one. V'od yesh ochlim de makablin tuma b'chol makom raksar hechsher mayim o shiva mashkim. And there's other type of chibas hakodesh that it's makabel tuma generally, it's ochel, but usually it needs hechsher. V'gam ki mevur b'makom osanal the chibas hakodesh machshir ki ilu ba'al lehem mayim. The other type of chibas hakodesh is to consider as if liquid became on it. Ulanias Daiti says the Minchas Chinuch Zenachon Mitzara Svara Tahatar Ribsa Vahabasar Larabos Eitzim Vilavona De'ena Ochal Klal. I understand the first type of Chibas HaKodesh. Ubachalatar Kula Ochlim Umashkim Chashuvim Ulafi Chashivuso Kain Tumaso. If something is chashuv, then it can become tameh. Tator gazra dachfrok davka ochlum umashkim chashuvim makabum tuma. But if it's not ochlum umashke, it is not makabum tuma. But that's the chiddush of Chibas HaKodesh, that it gives it because it's so chashuv, because you treat this whole area of halacha so chashuv, that it has the status. But of an ochel. But to say that it's mukhsha lekabel tumah just because it's chashuv, they ain't svar klal lomar demarini binam basar shlo ba'al av mayim denis rabba kilu ba'al av mayim demama hani chashiva zeh kivan to ochel hu rak zeres hakasuv. Tzorak sheyav ol av mayim. I don't understand, says the Minchas Chinuch. You need mayim. You need liquid. What does chashivas have to do with that? My griusa hu lekodesh im ein makabel tumah v'lo mayim. The king's heir is hakasav, and therefore he says that's a real extension. Says the Chazon Ish, this Minchas Chinuch's idea, and that is maybe the Rambam is mechalik between the two different types of chibas hakodesh. When in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin does he say it's derabanan? That's talking about a case of assuming that it is mukshel lekabel tumah even without having a liquid on it. So that could be Durabanan. Maybe the Rambam Mechos Psulei Mekdashim is talking about the other type, right? Eating Lavona, which is Larabos, Eitzim, Lavona. So that's talking about the other Chibas HaKodesh, which could be Deo Raisa. Okay, so that's a Chilek that's based on the Minchas Chinuch to help explain the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, Yud Yud Zayin, and Psulei Mekdashim, Yud Ches, Yud Beis. Okay, next Mishnah. Hashokeres HaMusukenes. If somebody shechs an animal that is in danger of dying at any moment, shochet es hamusukenes. So the question is that when you shech the animal, I'm not sure whether the animal made it through shechita alive and my shechita killed it, or maybe the animal died before I finished the shechita. Maybe the beginning of the shechita, the animal was so weak that the beginning of the shechita killed it. Right. So how do I know? How do I know if the animal was alive and was not basically dead before I finished the shechita? So you need simanim. You need simanim of life by the end of the shechita in order to, as a simon, to know that, oh, this animal must have been alive. So you need some type of flailing, of pirkus. So Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Achet Tefarkis Biyadu Beregel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the front and hind legs both have to flail after the shechita. We'll talk about when this is, but at some point during the shechita or after the shechita. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Dayim Zinka. It's enough if it's Zinka. What does Zinka mean? That blood shoots out of them. Blood shoots out of them. Rashi says Kiluach. If blood shoots out of them, that shows that it was alive and kicking all the time throughout the shechita. Stop there for actually. Let's continue for a second, and then we'll talk about it. Amar Reb Shimon, Hashochit Balayla Ulomachar Hishkim Umatzak Salim Mleim Dam. What happens if you shecht it at night? The question is, are you allowed to shecht at night? But let's say you shecht it at night and you're able to do it, and the next day you saw the walls. What walls? So you might have read the Mishnah to mean the walls of the room, and that's going to be a riot that it shot out. So no, Rashi says here, based on the Gemara, kosli beis hashchita. You see the sides of the neck, even the outside of the neck, not just the inside of the neck, which always has dam, but you see the whole neck covered in blood kshera, because you know shezinka, that's a raya, that there was zinuk, if it's all outside. Ukumidas Rabbi Elazar. Like Rabbi Elazar holds that you need zinka. Rechachamim omrim, achet tefarkes, obiyad, oberegel. The chamim are makel, and they say, not like the Tanakhama that you need both, but you need pirkus of the yad or regel, oh, or a third option, actually the kashkesh biznava, or its tail wags at the crucial moment, which we'll talk about what the crucial moment is. But either way, you need some type of movement based on the animal. Echad behemadaka, echad behemagasa, whether it's a small animal, a goat, or a sheep, or a behemagasa, a para, the rules are the same, except for the following. Behemadaka, shepashta yadav, alohechazir psula. A behemadaka that stuck out its leg just in one direction and did not move it back, that's possible. That's not considered pirkus. Shein elo, salzavish bovad. That's what a behemadaka always does when its nefesh leaves, but that's not a sign of pirkus by a behemadaka. The behemagasa never does that, therefore a behemagasa only does that if it's alive beforehand, so that would be a sign, a good simon for pirkus of a behemagasa, but not of a behemadaka. Ends off the Mishnah. Bamedvar mamurim, in all these cases, when do you need pirkus? Shehaisa becheskas misukenes. If there was, the animal was becheskas misukenes, that you were worried that it was going to die. Avalam haisa becheskas bria, but if the animal was totally healthy, and there's a chazak of its being healthy, afilu ein ba'echad mikol asiman malaluk sheira, that even if they don't do any pirkos, it's kosher, because we can assume that it's like rove of the animals that are not misukenes, and therefore you don't only need these simanim to get over the hump of the chshash. But if the animals are becheskas bria, then there is no problem. Okay, a couple of points, and that is, there is another Rambam. We ended off with the Rambam, let's talk about another Rambam. Very important Rambam to figure out exactly why he says what he says. The Rambam says, let's say in the case that you don't find, the animal is not mefarkes. No, the animal is misukenes, the animal is not mefarkes. The Rambam says that is a vadai nevela. Vadai nevela. That's a big chiddush. Right, we would have said that we're choshesh that there's a misukenes, and if the animal is not mefarkes, you have to be worried that it was a nevela. Does that mean vada nevela or suffing nevela? The Rambam Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Gimel says Hashochei behem achay va'of lo yatzal mehem dam ilu mutar. That's what we said before. There's no blood based on the Mishnah, then it's okay. It's mutar. Ve'ino Omer Mishra Meisa Haisa. You don't assume it died. That was the Rashba, that you don't assume that there was a kisi adam is required. Fine. V'chein Hashochei nesa bria v'lo pirkasa harizu mutaris. If you shecht a healthy animal that you think is healthy and there was no pirkus, so it's mutaris. Aval hamisukenes, and the Rambam defines what misukenes is, which we'll get to Bez Hashem later. Im shachtov lo pirkasa klal harizu nevela v'lo kin aleha. Wow. Says the Rambam that it's an if he doesn't do Pirkus, you could assume it's a Vaday Nevela. Look at Rashi. Rashi sounds the same way. Rashi, the first line of the Mishnah. Achet the Farkes. De Iloma Farkes, because if it's, it doesn't do Pirkus, Kim Luhula Rabbanan, De Netula Nishmasa, Kodim Gemar Shchitasa. Rashi says, sounds that way, based on the Gemara, that if Pirkus is not done, the Rabbanan know. The Rabbanan know that it's a Vaday Nevela. That is a Chiddush of the Rambam. And Pashas of Rashi. And that's what, if you look in the Magen Mishnah here, Magen Mishnah here wonders about this Rambam. V'sorach shihi ha-perkus, where's the line? V'chei nira sham, the koshal ha-perkus ha-in shechitas ha-klum. V'she'ena bas shechita, u'misukenes tachat, u'misukenes tchilas nevelahi, is the language of the Magen Mishnah. Misukenes is tchilas nevela. V'koshal ha-perkus ha-v'nishchata, hariyu ki'ilu gamru misasa bekotz. Right, you could assume vadai. Okay, v'chulu v'zeh barur. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. Sounds like from the Rambam that it is vadai. That is the chiddush of the Rambam. Why we would say that? Again, the Achronim try to figure out based on rope, based on chazaka. That's an important Rambam to know. Number one. Number two. The other point I wanted to mention on the Mishnah was Tosfos hashokhan misukenes. If you shech the misukenes, this is what you do. Tosfos says you're even allowed to do it lechachila. Even though the language of Shochet Mesukenet sounds like B'di'eved, Tosfos says, in HaShochet, Afilu L'chadchil L'shari, even L'chadchil you're allowed to shecht. It just says HaShochet because of the Pirkus that is needed. But really, it is L'chadchil. Ask some of the Achronim, why do we say that you're allowed, why does Tosfos say that you're allowed to shecht even L'chadchil? Are you allowed to make a bracha on the Shechita? Right, let me get a bracha? According to the Rambam, if it doesn't do Pirkus, it's Vaday Nevel, it makes it even worse. But are you allowed to make a bracha? Because aren't we choshesh that there might be a bracha levatala? If it's not a shechita, if it's not going to matter, it should be a bracha levatala. Should be right. If we don't allow shechita to be done by a deaf mute because they won't hear the bracha, or by somebody who can't talk, right, a mute because he can't say the bracha, hearing the bracha. So what could be the havamina? So the Prima Gadim says you're right. It's only the chachila if the shechita is done with another animal. You're only allowed to do the misukenes with another animal. If you make a bracha on the other animal, and therefore it's not a problem. But again, the Tiferes Yaakov says maybe the havamina is that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. He doesn't answer why. He just makes that ha'ara. Sakadayla to aser lishchol lechadchilu mishum di yivarech ala shchitu ulaiti bracha levatala. But lishchol below bracha gamkin aser kemo arum sha aser lishchol mishum di yevshol levarech. And that's what Tosfos says, lechadchilu below bracha. The shaila is, so why is that? Why are you allowed to shecht that? So, Mestam, like the Prima Gadim says, that you have to shecht another animal with it. Prima Gadim in Yoredeya Simin Yud Zayin. I saw some of the poskim in the Maor Sadaf, they discuss the issue of stunning an animal before shechting it. Sometimes some of the European countries, which for the past 150 years at least, have been trying to make anti-shechita laws. They talk about, historically in Germany before World War II, that's what they said, and that's what the Svi De'esh, and others discuss this in the Chuvis, the Eretz Svi, the Kasha Klavit discusses this in Yoredeya, Chelek Beis Simen Lametes. They talk about whether stunning an animal is allowed. So one of the issues is that it might make it into a misukenes. Because the animal doesn't move, it might make it into a treifa even, it might make it into a risukevarim. There's a lot of shailas about stunning the animal before shechita, but one of them is right here. Making it into a misukenes, but still, the Tosfos says here, misukenes is l'chil allowed, but that's where the issue comes up. Okay, says the Gemara. Misukenes mimai desharya. So the Mishnah says that you can shech the misukenes. How do you know misukenes is mutter? Why should a misukenes? What's the source that a misukenes is kosher? Asked the Gemara. So the Gemara says mimai taisek adai to dasira. From where do you know misukenes is a live animal? So it's about to die, but who says that if you don't know if it has one of the yudches treifas that we'll talk about in a couple of days? What's the havamina to say aser that you have to look for a source that's mutter? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says zos lachaya shatochlu. This is the chaya that you should eat. Back in Vayikra, chaya achol v'she'ena chaya lo tochal. If it's live, then you can eat it. If it's not alive, then don't eat it. And v'ha misukenes ena chaya. And misukenes maybe is not called chaya because it's about to die. So maybe we would have darshan that pasuk to teach me that Mesukenis is Asur. So that's why we have to have the following to teach me that it's Mutter. Mita Amar Rachmana Nevela Lo Sochal. Don't eat a Nevela. Michal de Mesukenis Sharya. Only a Nevela, an actual Nevela that died already, is going to be Asur to eat, but a Mesukenis is going to be Mutter. The Isak Adaitach Mesukenis Asira, because if we say Mesukenis is Asur, Hashem Michaim Asira. So then, if something is Asur when it's still alive, it's already Asur Mishum Nevela Lacham Isa Mibayi. After Misi, you have to say Nevela is going to be also to eat. You wouldn't need to say that. So it must be the Mesukenis is Mutter. Fine. So now we're going to go back and forth. Vidilma had a Nevela and Mesukenis. What do you mean? Maybe the Nevela means Mesukenis in the Pasuk. Who says Nevela Dafka means after Misa? The Gemara says, Lo Sakataitach. You can't have such a Havamina. Tichsiv. V'chiyamus min ha-behema asher hi lachem la'achla. If an animal that is yours dies, hanogea b'nevlasa. That's Tumas Nevela. So it says, Yamus Nivlasa. So Dafka says the Gemara, La'achar misuhu tekari rachman nevela. Only after the animal dies is it called a nevela. Mechayim lo ikri nevela. But mechayim, it would not be called a nevela, and therefore that misukenis cannot be included in the pasuk. We mentioned a couple of days ago the difficult sheet of the Rambam, just to mention it again now, because the Gemara here is mefurish. What does the Gemara say? Mechayim lo ikri nevela. What does that mean? You can never have the status of nevela while the animal is alive. It's mefurish against the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita in Gimel Yutes says beferish that im nishpara mafrekes, if the spine breaks, verov baser ima and rov baser with it, osha nikra migaba kedag, osha nifsak rov akana, osha nikav haveshet, or the veshet gets a hole in it. Bekol shehu b'makom aroy l'shechita harezu nevela mechayim. This is a nevela mechayim. Shechita is not gonna help. The Rambam says mefurish. Gibel yates and shechita. There is a concept of nevela mechayim. It's not gonna be mefurish against the Gemara here. Mechayim loik your nevela. So you have to give some kind of answer that maybe the status of nevela fully. We discussed maybe it can be mechayim between the tumas nevela and the isser of nevela. Right, the pasuk here that is quoted is tumas nevela hanogea benivlasa. So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. You don't ever have a status of tumas nevela, meaning full nevela. You might have an iser nevela, but that is what the some achronim suggested then. Okay, period. So the Gemara says mezukenis cannot be included. Says the Gemara, continuing, persisting. V'dilma la'olam ema l'cha hainu nevela hainu mezukenis. No, maybe mezukenis is nevela. You ask, you never have it before la'achar misa, before misa. Mechayim ba'asei la'achar misa balav. Maybe all the animals still alive, and it'll only be an assay, an isser assay. La achar misa, you have the lav of nevela. You're right, there's no isser lav of nevela until after misa. But maybe an assay you can have. So Gemara says, okay, forget that pasuk, we're going to go to a different pasuk. Ella, to prove to me, again, this whole Gemara is trying to prove that misukenes me'ikir hadin is mutter. Misukenes is mutter, and the chshash in the Mishnah is that it died before, and not that misukenes per se. Misukenes per se would be mutter. So Ella, let's try again. Midam Rachman the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Shreifa lo sochal, that a treifa cannot be eaten. Michlal de Mesukenes Sharya. It's mashma de Mesukenes is mutter. The isak adaitach Mesukenes asira. Because if I think a Mesukenes is asur, hashem Mesukenes dolo mechsera asira. A Mesukenes which is not lacking anything. There are no limbs that are missing. There are no problems. It's just very weak and it's about to die. So if that animal which is not missing anything, asira is asur, treifa mi boy. Of course a treifa is going to be asur. The Torah wouldn't have to tell me a treifa is asur. The fact that the Torah tells me treif is usur, it must mean that Mesukenes is not usur. And Mesukenes is mutter. Says the Gemara, similar like we just had before. The Dilma Hainu treif Hainu Mesukenes. Maybe treifa means Mesukenes. V'lav rala ba'asei v'lo sa'asei. And you can be violate both. So Gemara says, Imkain, Nevela d'chaz v'rachman alamali. So what are you the pasuk of Nevela for? If this is already usur. Uma michayim. If, when the animal is still alive, in the suggested Mesukenes case, if the animal is still alive, koi ale blava asay, this an iser and an asay la'acham isa mibay. So we don't have to tell me the nevela case if you know the Mesukenes case. Again, v'delma hainu nevela hainu shreif hainu Mesukenes. Maybe it's all overlapping. Maybe they're all overlapping. Mesukenes would be considered nevela and shreif, but they're all overlapping. V'lava labishne lavim asay. And you'd get all the Averis by any one of them. That relates to the whole Reb Chaim Nevela Trefa discussion. Right? So we're still stuck. We're still stuck at the end. We still need a makar for Mesukenes being mutter. So the Gemara says, Ela mehacha, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev trefa, I'm sorry, before we do the Ella, let's stop there for a second. Before we start, get to the third idea. The Sefer HaChinuch, we mentioned this at length in Mitzvah Shir, discusses the pasuk that was just quoted, Trefa lo sochal, that's the Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, where the Chinuch says, the Isser of eating Trefa, Shlo lechem mena Trefa, Shneamar, Ubasar basadet Trefa lo sochelu, Umashmos hanigla because of Zeh, what is the simple interpretation of this pasuk? Lahaz hiranu al behema shetarfa ze'ev o ari basadet. Don't eat a Trefa in the field, that means an animal that was hurt by another animal, by a wolf, by a lion, visha tarfa beinyachinatuya lamus beterfahu, and it is a trefa in that it is probably going to die. It is going to die from this trefa. Devada, that's the pashtus. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. Devada ein b'masha shimnaga barosh ozna otalash mit simra shadikra trefa b'kach. The pashtus of the pasuk is not that, oh, if it gets a little nick in its ear, you know, that's going to be that's called trefa. Elavade hamashmaus hanachon v'hamakabala misayes b'kachu, the mashmaus, the pashas of the pasuk, and the Torah Sheval Pesh, and nitshuva b'chleisha tamus l'sha olis mankarov, it's going to die very shortly, b'shvila terafahu. Right, and that's what it's within a year, the Gemara says later on, chulun dafnun zayin, that is the pashas of the of trefa. And then the chinuch goes into all the details of this Isser. Then he goes into the Shorash of the Mitzvah. This is the first of the Ma'achalas Asuros in the Torah. That's why he goes into in depth Mishorash Mitzvah Zu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us, and therefore he's marchik any foods that are dangerous for our nesham and even for our guf. Even for our guf, says the chinuch. He says that a number of times. V'yalchin kirchik tanu torasenu ashlema mikol davar hagorim bo hefsin. V'yal derech hazela fi apshat, nomar sheba lanu iser torah b'kol machalos asuros. O machalos aturos. V'im yesh mehem she'eino dalanu. V'lo lachach mea refua nizkan. Right, and if there are those that we say, oh, there's no danger to this, it's not more healthy. So the chinuch says, atatam aleim, don't wonder and say it can't be true. And he has that great line that I like to quote, Ki harofe hane'eman shehizhiranu bahem chacham yoter mimcha umehem. My doctor is better than your doctor. Right? The rofe ne'eman, the ultimate true doctor, is greater than any other doctor and any other wise man, lahavdil, in the world. V'kama nischal v'nivhal, how foolish it is, misha chashav she'en ledvarim nezek o to'eles el b'mashe hisiku. Those who feel that only what they understand. Right, we see even in our generation, right, every 2 years, more studies come out. This is good for you, this is bad for you. You should have this in the morning, you shouldn't have this in the morning. Right, so even we see in our generation that not everything we know is good or bad. For our benefit, we don't know the reasons. Because people will then get up and say, well, the Teva is different today, the Mezik is different today. And therefore, we do not have to keep this halacha. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it into a Xeris HaKasim. It doesn't explain everything. And then the chinuch goes through the treifas Lachmosh Misinai and how to recognize treifas. Fine. So that we will. That's the chinuch in Ayin Gimel. Isn't this? Why do you get malchus on this? Isn't it a lav shebaklalos and includes many treifas? The answer is no. It's all one shem iser. But that is all the pasuk in the mitzvah Ayin Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says Ella, 5 lines from the bottom. Ela mehacha. So let's try again to find a pasuk, to find a limud that misukenes is mutter. And the only chshash in our Mishnah is that it died beforehand. So it wasn't misukenes anymore. So ela mehacha. This pasuk. V'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa. The pasuk by the Isser of chelev. The Isser of eating non-kosher fats. Chelev nevela nechelev treifa. Ye aseh l'chol malacha. It can be used for any malacha. You're not allowed to eat nevela and treifa, but ye aseh l'chol malacha. You're allowed to sell it. It's not aser bahana. Ye aseh l'chol malacha. V'yachol lo tochluhu. You can't eat it. V'yamar mar l'may hilchasa. Amra Torah, my hilchasa, the my hilchasa. Why did it say this pasuk? Why? Last Rashi on the Amud, Klomar, Hai va'achol lo tochlu lo tzarech. That last phrase is totally extra. Achol lo tochlu. It already said, don't eat chelev or dam. So why did it say achol lo tochlu? Who? The Amar my hilchasa, Amra Torah. Teach me that there's a double iser here. Yavo iser nevela v'yachol iser chelev. Yavo iser treif v'yachol iser chelev. If an animal dies without shechita and you eat the chelev of that animal, you get two averis. You get the iser of nevela and the iser of chelev. You get the iser of treifa and the iser of chelev. That is the what this pasuk is teaching me, right? That iser, we'll get to what it's called. For now, let's say it is an iser mosif. let's say it's an expanded Isser. If you eat this, it's not only Isser Mishum Chelev, it's Isser Mishum Nevel or Trefa. Let's finish the Raya, and then we'll come back. V'isalka Daita Trefa Hainu Misukenes. And if you want to say it's all the same thing, as we just suggested, Trefa is Misukenes, Lichta Rachmana Chelev Nevelo Ye'aseh L'chol Malacha, V'chelev Trefa Lo Sachlu. If you want to tell me Nevelo and Trefa and Misukenes is all the same thing, so why do you have to write here both Chelev Nevela and Chelev Trefa? To say both, just like write one in the beginning of the pasuk, one in the end of the pasuk. Don't eat chelav nevela, which also means trefa, and don't eat chelav trefa, which also means nevela. V'yana amin, and I would know. Ma mechayim asi iser trefa v'chayla iser chelav. If even misukenes is aser, and the iser of trefa is chal from the iser, assuming misukenes is trefa, is chal on iser chelav. Lachar misa mi boy, what do you have to tell me? Lachar misa, it's chal. It's an even stronger iser. Of course, it's going to be chal. Ella, what must be mita katzav rachman and nevela michal the treifa lav haynu misukenes. But the fact that the Torah had to go out of its way to write actual nevela, it must be that treifa is not misukenes and misukenes is not included in the pasuk, and therefore we learn that misukenes is mutter. We learn that misukenes is mutter. Let's just try to finish a little more, and then I'll come back to the enis achalus on the beginning. Maskefla Mar Baravashi Vidilma Amalog, it's tried still persisting with this smucker. Lolam Amalakha Haidu Trevina Musukenis. Maybe they're the same thing. Trevin Musukenis is the same thing. Uta Kaamri Nevela Khazarachmanala. Melissa, why would Nevela have to be written? Lahak Nevela Deloasia Mikoch Musukenis. Maybe to write a Nevela that isn't a Misukenis first. The pasuk, the original we were talking about, Misukenes, you're right, regular nevela would be a kavachomer for Misukenes. But what about a nevela that just dies suddenly? It is not a Misukenes earlier. Heichi da misha asa gistera. Right? You just, you cut the animal in half, so it was never a Misukenes. So maybe that's what you need the extra pasuk for. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Hasamnami e efsher de lohavi Misukenes purta. Mikami de livsek laruba. Stop time. Every millisecond, even when the animal is cut in half, still, it is going to be misukenes conceptually, for not just conceptually, practically, even for a millisecond before it actually dies. So therefore, you can't say it's needed for a separate pasuk. Ve'i ba'yaseima up, or finishing up this makar, another makar but related. Imkein lema chelav nevela utrefa chelav chelav lamali. Again, similar to what we just said, it should only say the word chelav once. Why did it say chelav twice? To teach me as follows. Zuhi she'en chel b'chaluk mi'psara. This, by nevela and trefa, does not have its chelav different from its basar. Meaning, once there's chelav that becomes nevela and trefa, so they're also asa mishum nevela and trefa. V'yesh l'cha acheres she'chel b'chaluk mi'psara. But there's another example, that's what we darshan from the extra word chelav. This chelav is a salacha, but there's another chelav, v'yesh l'cha acheres she'chel b'chaluk mi'psara. That its chelav is different in halacha than its basar, ve'ez azu musukenes. Right, musukenes, because the musukenes is basar, is mutter. Right, that the, and only the chelev is going to be asar. Period. That's another makar before we get to the next one. Just another back to the ara, back on Amud Aleph, so on the bottom, so we darshin that the isser chelev, allows for the isser nevela and trefa to come on it. If you look in Tosfos and Zvachim and Ayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos asks, this is a special pasuk? You need a pasuk for this? Why don't you say, you don't need a pasuk, this is an Isser Mosif. Says Tosfos, Laman de Isle Isser Mosif, Lamali Kroy. We know the general rule, as a background, ain't Isser Chalal Isser. General rule is, as long as it's already Usser, it can't become more Usser. If something's already non-kosher, if you have Gid Anasha, there's a big discussion in Chulin, we'll have later on, so the Gid Anasha of a non-kosher animal, how many Averis do you get? So ain't Isser Chalal Isser, usually the rule is. But there are three potential exceptions to the rule of Isser Chalal Isser. One everybody agrees to, and that is Isser Basachas. If they both are Chal at the same exact moment, so then the Isser, there's no Isser Chalal Isser. They're both Chal at the same moment. That's Isser Basachas. And then there's two more, Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. Isser Kolel usually is understood as it includes more items. Isser Kolel, let's say, a non-kosher item on Yom Kippur. So when you eat that on Yom Kippur, do you only violate non-kosher? Or do we say that, no, since when Yom Kippur started, the whole world's food was included, so therefore, Isser Kolel, once it's Chal, once it's recognized as an Isser, for other things, even on this item, it is more Usser whatever Isser started right now. So that's an Isser Mosif. And then there's an Isser, that's an Isser Kolel. Isser Mosif is where this item becomes more Usser. For example, something was only Usser Be'achila, and now it becomes Usser Ba'anah, and now it becomes a worse Averis. That's usually how we understand Isser Mosif. The item itself becomes more Usser. So the Gemara, that's what Tosa says. What do you need a Pasuk for here? The same Gemara appears in Zvachim Davayin. What do you need a Pasuk for? Isn't it an Isser Mosif? You want to tell me this is the source for Isser Mosif? Tosa doesn't want to suggest that. But that is that's Tosfos in Daf Ayin. On that Gemara, now, it's not always clear how to define Isser Mosif Isser Kolel. Just as an example, on that Tosfos in Zach and Daf Ayin, Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Gideon Hashas asks, what are you bringing me Isser Mosif for? I think that is an Isser Kolel. Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, that is, why is that Kolel? If it's Chela, if it becomes Asa Mishum Nevela, is that an Isser Mosif or Kolel? So again, that is, Rabbi Akiva Eger assumes that it is their kolel. Why? Because the entire animal, it used to be only chelev is usser, and now the entire animal is usser. So is that considered one goof or more one goof of an animal, or do you look at different parts of the animal as different chefses for the isser? That's the discussion here between Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eger right here. Related to this as well, just one more source, and then we'll continue, is the Rambam. The Rambam here, quoting this halacha in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, calls this an Isser Mosif. Zion base. Ha'ochel mi'chelev nevela v'trefa. If somebody eats a piece of chelev, nevela, and trefa, chayev mishum ochel chelev u'mishum ochel nevela v'trefa. Says the Rambam, it's you get both, like our Gemara says. But then the Rambam says, mitoch shenosaf ha'isser bibsara shahaya mutter, since the isser basar was now the basar is usser, not just the chelev, nosav, ala chelev, if you got a loka shtayim, that's where you get malchus. And the Magen Mishnah says, this is an Isser Mosif. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, what's the Rambam, and what's the Magen Mishnah talking about? Is it an Isser Mosif? Isser Mosif, and he says, means you have one item that becomes more usser. Not that more items become usser. That's an Isser Kolel. Says the Lecha Mishnah, right here. He says, Nira midivar Rabbeinu shatam de svira le kan de iser trefa chala iser chela mishum tehu iser mosif. This is an iser mosif. And a paraches, and he also says in paraches alachavav later on, ha'ochel gid hanashe shel nevela o shel trefa chayiv shtayim mishum she nichlal be iser shargufa. Iser kolel there. Harei says the Lecha Mishnah, de sham karo iser kolel v'kein hu ha'emes. And that's the truth. So what's an Isser Mosif? The Isser Mosif who may oso dover atzmo. Kimo, what's the example? Almana shenisis v'nisgarsha. An almana that then gets married and gets divorced. Almana v'nisgarsha. V'nisis the Kohen Gadol. And then she marries a Kohen Gadol. Chayiv al shtayim. Achat mishum almana v'achat mishum grusha. Why? The Isser grusha mosif al Isser almana. This Grusha is Mosif. Why? The Ata Haisum Uteras the Kohen Hedyot. Up until now, this person, this woman, was allowed to marry a Kohen Hedyot, and now it's Usser. So because there are more items included in the Isser, so that's called an Isser Mosif. Aval Isser Kolel. I'm sorry, not the more items. This person has more of an Isser now. This woman was Mutter, and now she's Usser. But Aval Isser Kolel, who kamohach the Chelem Shev of Gidah Nashish on the Vela. More things are included. So I could have said he meant Isser Kolel here, but the Magen Mishnah doesn't say that. I would have reinterpreted the Rambam, but the Magen Mishnah. So the Lecha Mishnah here is bothered, does not answer the question. What's the difference? Just to answer this even the Rambam. Why by Gidah Nashe does he call an Isser Kolel? By Gidah Nashe of again, the Rambam Parachas Alachavav. Gidah Nashe of Nevela and Trefa, you'll call an Isser Kolel, and the Chel of Nevela and Trefa, you call an Isser Mosif. So that's a problem with the Rambam, but it relates to the larger issue of how to define Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel, which is not always so straightforward. Okay, let's go weiter. So Vivai Yisema, we're back on Amabez, Lama Zayin Amabez, right in the middle. Another source for how do you know Misukenes is Mutter Mehacha, a little lighter source. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Va'omer, Aha Hashem Elokim, Wo Hashem, Hidei Nafshi Lo Mitumaa, my soul has not become impure. V'nevela v'trefa lo achalti minu urai v'arata, and I never ate nevela and trefa from my youth. V'lo ba b'fi basar pigle, sar pigle, and I never had pigle in my mouth. We're going to darshan every one of those phrases in a second. But first, the Chassam Sofer has a ha'ara. What's min urai? What's Yecheskel say? Even from when I was very young, I didn't eat nevela and trefa. So we know Yecheskel was the only Navi that was misnabe in Chutz La'aretz. Because he started out in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe Minu Rai, the Chassam Sofer says, that even when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to talk about this means Nevela and Mesukenes, and if you have to throw Eretz Yisrael, you're only Jews around. You didn't have even other non-Jews to sell items to. Even there, I didn't partake of it. Right? That's the Chiddush of Minu Rai, even when he was only in Eretz Yisrael, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, when he was only around Jews. Okay, but anyway, now we darshan each phrase. Hidei nafshi lo metuma. What does Yecheskel mean? That my soul did not become tame shol herharti bayom. Lo v'lidei tuma balayla. I didn't have hirhurim dur by day that would lead to tuma at night, says the first point. Nevela, let's do all of them, and then we'll come back. But Nevela betrayf, lo achalti minu rai. Nevela betrayf, I didn't eat minu rai from when I was young. Shelo achalti basar kos me'olam. I never ate basar kos. What is kos? Kos means shecht. This means misukenes. Misukenes, an animal that you say, shecht it quickly before it dies. Shecht it. I never ate a misukenes. If it was usr me'ikir hadin, this wouldn't be godless of Yecheskel. It must be a chumra, and that's the raya. The lo baba fi basar sar pigol, and pigol never went into my mouth. What is pigol in this context? Shalachalti ben bihema shora bochacham. I never ate from an animal that even a shayla had to be asked about it. If a shayla had to be asked, even though the hipaskin mutter in the end, I didn't eat from it. What's the connection between pigol and behema shorah b'chacham? Or Jews do the next one for a second. Mishur Rabbi Nasan Amru, shelo achalti mi behema shelohor matanoseha. I didn't eat from an animal that didn't have its matanos taken off. Which matanos? We're talking about every chulin animal has its zeroah l'chayayim and keva. Right, it's the name of a parak later on. That has to be given to the Kohen. And he, Yechezkel, who was a Kohen, Rashi points that out. Even though he was a Kohen, he did not eat until they were hufresh. Stop there for a second. So the Gemara says, "E amid bishlama sharya." If you want to say Mesukenes is mutter, Heiner Rabusi the Yecheskel. That's what Yecheskel is boasting about, that he even did this chumra. Eliyamid asira, my Rabusi the Yecheskel. If it's usser, so what's Yecheskel boasting about? It must mean, it must be that it's mutter meikar adin. Period. Okay, let's talk about each of these for a moment. Go back to the first one. So, lo herharti bayom lovely day tuma balayla. So, that's Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom, that's meikar adin. We're not supposed to have herhurim. Follow kol adam nami asur. This is an avodah zara. Nishbarta be kol dovar rush liyahara bayom. So, says Tosfos, it's still a chiddush because it's so common. You're right, it's usur, but everybody does it. Chashav le'rabusa, because to prevent our hirurim, it's very difficult. Shlosh shadvar mein adam nisol mein b'chol yom. Hiru aveira, lashon hara v'yin tefila. Stosa says it's just difficult. The Meiri has a little different lashon. He says, no, it's controllable. Don't put yourself in the situation which would lead to those hirurim. He says, avalim hu meshabeach et atzmo, shlo haya maniach machshavosav lefanos, l'shum davar hamoni. He doesn't let his machshava to wander. He doesn't let his mind wander. That is the problem. Sounds like from here that Meikar Adin, though, like Tosfos assumes this way, and Argamar says that it's a little more. Once you have the room, it would be learned that from this pasuk. Is it Isser Daraisa? Sounds like from certain sources that it could be also Daraisa. If you look at the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer, interesting, in Simon Chafal at the beginning, he says it could be that in certain cases, Hirhurim can be more chamor than other Isurim, like Maga, like Shlomo B'derech Chiba, or other types. The Chachma Shlomo there discusses also, I'm not going to talk about it right now, but if you look at the Beis Shmuel and Simon Chafal at the beginning in Evan Ezer, so he discusses this issue of Hirhur. Okay, number one, so I wasn't Mahara by Yom Davidim or Belaila. And number two, he never ate the Behema Misukenes. Never ate Misukenes. Lamaisa, the Rambam paskins that way. That even though Tosfos said you could shech the Misukenes l'chachila, the Rambam says in Macholos Asuros and Dalad Yud Beis, based on this Gemara, this was obviously the Gemara that he based it on, the Rambam says, Af apishi himuteres, gedole hachachamim lo hayu ochlin mi behema shemim maharin v'shochten osa. Kidei shalo tamus. V'yavali shepirkas abasov shchita. V'davar ze ein bo iser, ela kalaros ala hachmer, al asmo v'davar, hare ze meshubach. That is, the Rambam says, l'chad chila. You have to take this with a grain of salt. The Shram Sian Balacha quotes a number of sources related to the next line of Shahora Bo Chacham, that there are many sources that say that no, once a Chacham paskens something is mutter, you should eat from it. That's the laws and the way that the halachic system. Once something is mutter, it's mutter. Right? If you even on a Kabbalistic level, the quotes of Bnei Yisachar, that Kabbalistically, once if something is usser and then it becomes mutter, based on a chacham, it must be that Kabbalistically, this is the time for this nisotos HaKadusha to be used, b'derech heter. So, have to take this to know Basar Shlora B'Chacham is not a general rule, as we know from Gemara and Beit Zadav Beis, Koach Tehetera Adif. So one should just have to learn the message of the concept, that if there's a chashash about something, you know, I might have to be careful about it, but once something is Meikar Adin Mutter, so then Meikar Adin, there is no problem with using it. What's the connection between learning that after the pasuk about Pigol? So the Marsha says, both Pigol is all about a problematic thought. So here too, when you bring it to a chacham, it's a thought that the shoel had a problematic thought. They didn't know if this was asur or not. Shneiem b'machshava talya, says the marsha, and that's how it was learned from that pasuk. Aye, what about the next one learned from the pasuk about pigol? The matanos weren't taken off, so he says, oh, maybe because matanos can be taken off b'machshava. Shuma nitelos b'machshava. So maybe that's the connection. Okay. Period. Stop there. Let's just do the end of the what's the definition of misukenes. You can look at Tosfos about Homer Matno Seha, but we have to finish. Hechidami misukenes. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Kol shemamidin osav eino omedes. Misukenes means, how do you know if it's misukenes? If it doesn't stand up by itself. You're maimed it and it does not stand up. Rav Chanina bar Shalmiya mishmei de Rav Amar. Afilo ochelas pekios. Rashi says this is expanding, not arguing. Even if it could eat pieces of wood, meaning it's very strong in terms of its eating abilities, but still, if it can't stand up, it can't stand up. Remember, Yecheskel, by Yecheskel Amar, if you look at Ochelas Kovers, even if it could eat boards, still, if it doesn't stand up, it's Misukenes. Besura Masihachi, in the Besura had that formulation, but Besura Masihachi, Hechidam Misukenes, Amar Vyudam Amar Rav, Kol Shema Midin Osav, Eino Menes, Vafilo Ochelas Pekios, they had that phrase in the first statement, not added on by somebody else. Right, even if it's very strong. Period. Just one final point. The Ramah adds in Yoredeya, where this is quoted in Siman Yud Zayin, it means if somebody tries to be mamed an animal and the animal does not stand on its own, the Ramah adds Bigara Obamaka. I'll read it from the beginning. Hashogat is Abriya, Velo Pirkasa, Harizu Muteras, Aval Musukanis, Vahu, Kol Shema Midim Osa, Bigara Obamakel. Not if you physically lift it up. It's even more than that. It has to stand up on its own by the person screaming at it or by hitting it. Right? If it doesn't stand up in that way, so then that's a misukenes. Even if you can stand it up physically with your hands. That's what the Taz and the Shach both say to explain that Ramah. Okay, we'll have to stop here and we will continue. Everybody have a good day.